Taking a look at Coast Radio Sports, the Syosol Viking exploded onto the field Friday night for their season opener against the North Valley Knights. Senior Bo Erickson, in his first start as Syosol's QB, posted the third all-time passing yards in a single game with 330 yards and four TDs and an additional rushing touchdown. Erickson spread the ball around the offense with Braden Thornton catching two touchdown passes, including a 91-yarder as the Syosol Vikings cruised to a 48-14 season opener. Isaac Garza also caught a pair of touchdown passes, but it was senior running back Camp Lockature who accounted for half of the Vikings scoring, 24 points, rushing for two touchdowns, catching one TD pass, kicking four extra points, along with carrying the ball for a two-point conversion. Vikings are on the road this Friday against Sisters. The Oregon Ducks defeated number 3 Ohio State in Columbus on Saturday, stunning the Buckeyes and most of the nation with a 35-28 win. Came down to a final drive where the Ducks stopped the Buckeyes. Duck announcer Jerry Allen mentioned during the broadcast that the playbook the Buckeyes were seeing was not the one from the Ducks' opening game, with a lot of surprise plays. The Ducks take on Stony Brook this Saturday. The Oregon State Beavers also had a good Saturday, stunning Hawaii with 21 points in the first quarter and adding another 24 while holding Hawaii to just 27. Beavers running back B.J. Baylor had 171 yards on the ground, including a 66-yard touchdown run in the first quarter. At Saturday's Ash Creek Cross Country event, the Syosol Vikings men's team was 11th in the 5,000 meters. Senior Chad Hughes was 39th overall, and junior Sam Ulrich was 41st. In the ladies' 5,000, Syosol ranked 18th. Senior Riley Colton was the top woman's runner, in 57th overall. Syosol Vikings volleyball was in North Bend on Saturday. The Vikings lost in three sets. Mapleton girls were also on the court Saturday. They faced Myrtle Point and Riddle at Riddle High School, losing both contests 0-3. Syosol soccer will be on the field this afternoon. They'll be home against Tillamook. That's News and Sports for Coast Radio News. I'm George Henry.